time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I was working DoorDash this night. It was pretty late, like 12 or 1 a.m. I was used to staying up, so doing these late night deliveries was kind of normal for me. This night was slow. I was driving around and just listening to music while waiting for any orders to come through. When one finally did, I barely even looked at the details before accepting it, since I didn't have much options anyway. I drove up to the 24/7 McDonald's and picked up their order, then had the app set me on course for the drop-off location. It was 15 minutes from me. The whole drive was quiet. The roads were still, and I didn't really have any thoughts. I was just going through the motions. When I was a minute from arriving, it had me turn into a, I don't know what to call it. I guess it was a business area, but it didn't look like a regular one. Usually these places with a bunch of business buildings were nice, like well landscaped and taken care of, but this place wasn't. Most of the buildings looked old and unused, and the grass and bushes around them were overgrown and untrimmed. It was strange. The map had me turn into a parking lot where a small office building was. It looked like it was only one story and was just as old and out of shape as the other places. I had done deliveries to office buildings before, or people at work, so this was nothing out of the ordinary, really. It was just the strange nature of this area that had me put off. The map had me pull into what looked like the back of the building, though it was kind of hard to tell. I looked at the directions to see if maybe there was more info, but then a message popped up from the customer. They said they saw me pull in and to bring it up to the gray metal door on my side of the building. I said all right and pulled up next to the building, then got out with the bag. As I walked up to it, I could tell this was definitely the back of the office. There was no main door, it was just a bunch of random doors, like a fire exit door and a bunch of back access doors. I found the one they were talking about though. It was a gray metal door with no windows or markings or anything. As I approached it, my phone got another message. He just said to bring it right inside for him. I kinda just shrugged it off and did as he said, not thinking too hard about it. I opened the door and stepped in. It was a hallway, but the main lights weren't on. It was just what I guess were the low energy lights. Small, dim light bulbs spread out down the hallway. Honestly, I was expecting some sort of room, or like a counter or something, that would be an obvious place for me to put the food. Was I supposed to just walk further into the building? or was he gonna meet me here? I pulled my phone back out to text him when I heard a click behind me. I turned and looked at the door. I pulled on the handle, but it was stuck. Someone just locked me in. All the blood rushed from my face. What did I just get myself into? I dropped the bag and tried harder to open the door, but it didn't budge at all. My only option was to go further down the hallway and hope I could find another way out before whoever was out there finds their way to me. Just as I started making my way down the hallway, I heard a door open and close from somewhere on the other side of the building. I hurried, running to the end and finding another door. When I opened it, there was another dimly lit hallway with a bunch of rooms on either side. I went in, but immediately heard something from the other end, so I made a split-second decision and slipped into one of the office rooms and hid. A few seconds later, footsteps came rushing through the hall and right up to the door to the hallway I just came from. They went in, running down toward the locked door. I made a run for it, going the direction the person came from and hoping to find the exit. Thankfully, I did. I ran back out to my car and drove out of there. Unfortunately, I don't think the officer on the phone understood the situation fully because they didn't get an officer there for 20 minutes. Nobody was there by then. However, I was informed that the office building was not in service at the moment, or hadn't been for the last 5 or so years. It was like partially abandoned, I guess. No cameras or anything. What exactly would have happened if I hadn't been quick enough to leave that hallway? Who knows? Definitely won't let myself get in a situation like that again, though. I used to do deliveries as kind of a side gig in my 20s. It's been a while since then, but I always remembered this one incident that happened during that time. This night, an order was put in at our restaurant at 9, and I went to drop it off around 9:20. I had no reason to believe this was anything other than a regular delivery order. The only slight difference was that it was a little bit farther than usual, being 20 minutes away. It was also 20 minutes in the other direction of most of the residential areas of our town. Our shop was near the edge, so this was just going into what I thought was a pretty barren area outside of town. Regardless, the address looked like it was just any other home address. I followed the directions, getting onto the highway. This wasn't like the typical huge 4-lane highways. It was just a 1-lane road that led from our town, through the forest, into the next town over. Everyone still called it the highway, though. I knew there were some older neighborhoods and houses off this road, so I figured it was going to be one of them. I drove on that road for 15 minutes. It was pretty dead out there at that time of night. When the directions came to an end, though, I was taken aback. It didn't tell me to turn anywhere. It just stopped at a seemingly random point in the road and said my destination was on the right. I pulled off to the side, at least to just figure out what was going on. I tried searching up the address on Google Maps and then on Apple Maps, and both of them led to exactly where I was on the road. I thought maybe I was missing something. I rolled down the window and looked out at the side of the road. But all I saw were trees. It looked like a forest and nothing else. No dirt driveways or lights or anything. I decided to just call the customer and ask where the hell his house was, or if there even was a house, because honestly, part of me was thinking this was some kind of joke. The phone rang, and I put it up to my ear as I continued looking out at the forest. Only a second later, a light suddenly glowed from out in the trees. It wasn't bright, but still noticeable in the pitch black woods. It went out after a moment though, And before I could think about it too much, a voice came through the phone, asking who was calling.
Hey, I got this order here, but I think we have the wrong address.
He asked me where I was, and I described the area to him. Oddly, his response was that it sounded like I was in the right place. He said there was a small driveway going into the woods. I told him I didn't see it, but he said it was hard to find and that I might have to get out to look for it. I sighed and said all right, then got out and walked to the other side of my car. I started asking which direction I should look, but he suddenly hung up on me. I thought that was pretty weird, but it was even more strange when I looked up and saw that glowing light in the forest again. It shut off after only a second. What the hell? That had to be the guy I was just talking to on the phone. Why was he just standing out there and not coming up to the road? And if he was out there, then why wasn't I seeing a driveway going in that direction? I looked back down, and I guess I saw what he was talking about. There was an extremely thin, rugged dirt line going into the woods. I say line because that's basically all it was, definitely not a driveway. It looked like it was scrappily carved with a small shovel or something. There was no way in hell I was going to walk down that and into the forest, especially not with whatever was going on with the guy out there. I set the food on the ground, right on the side of the road. As I did, I started to hear leaves rustling from the bushes out in the forest. I hurried up and got in my car, then bailed out of there. Thankfully, I wasn't dumb enough to listen to the man on the phone and go into the woods. Something was wrong. I could feel it, but I didn't have anything to really prove it. What could have happened that night, I'll never know. I used to work for Domino's. I only had the job for a couple of months, but for the most part, I didn't find it to be too bad. I ran pizzas back and forth from the shop and made extra from tips. This night, I got in at 8. Our store was always open until 12, and we got a surprising amount of orders that late, too. Like, we stayed steady throughout the night, all the way up until closing. This order came in toward the end of the night. I want to say around 11 or so. I was just running through the orders one after the other, so I grabbed this one and started heading down the road. It was in a direction I wasn't as familiar with, just because most of the orders came from the same general area. This one took me to the more spread out and woodsy part of town. I always thought this was where the rich people had their isolated mansions hidden in the trees. But at night, it didn't look like much of anything was out there. I drove until the directions told me to turn down a gravel road. It was wide and had lamps on the sides, guiding me down the whole way. And at the end, it split off into 5 smaller paths, too thin for a car to fit down. There was a sign there that said something like, "Welcome to the Frosted Oak Cabins." It was a cabin rental property. I looked back at the address that was on the order, and it said Cabin 3 at the end. I looked at the signs next to each path and found one that led to Cabin 3. These paths had dimmer and smaller lamps going along them, so I couldn't see down very far. I had no idea how long I was going to have to walk for. I parked the car and picked up the pizzas, then began walking. The dim lamps felt even worse as I got further in, because I almost couldn't see anything until I was right up next to one. So I'd be in the light for a few seconds, then walk blindly to the next one for a minute. I was worried I'd drop the food or trip on something. The woods were pretty calm though, just the sound of crickets and the leaves rustling in the wind. I think I walked for 3 or 4 minutes, though it felt like longer, before I made it to the last lamp and the end of the path. There was a little opening and a very small cabin in the middle. It had a window on the front, and oddly, there was no light coming from it. the cabin was dark. I walked up and knocked on the door. I could hear the knock echo inside the cabin, but there wasn't the slightest sound in return. I pulled my phone out and called the number on the order. It rang for a whole minute and ended without anyone answering. I wasn't sure exactly what to do. I didn't want to walk all the way back for nothing. I looked out at the woods as I stood there, thinking about what else to do. Then I got a text. It was from the same number I just called. The text read,
"I'm not at the cabin right now. The door is unlocked. Please leave the pizzas on the table inside. Thanks."
I turned and faced the door again, then twisted the handle. I pushed the door open just a little bit. I know they told me to, but it still felt kind of wrong. All the lights were off, and it was extremely dark.
"Hello? Is anyone home?"
With no reply, I pushed the door further open and took a few steps inside. It looked like just one long, open room, and maybe a small bedroom at the end. I went over to the table and started setting down the food when I heard a creak. My eyes shot over to the bedroom door, not getting to even think before it suddenly opened. I almost had a heart attack. I thought nobody was home. A man appeared in the doorway and started walking toward me as I nervously stuttered over my words. The man tried to tell me he had my tip and was thanking me for bringing it inside, but he was walking aggressively fast toward me. I backed up as he got just a couple feet away. He jumped forward, trying to grab me as his face shifted into rage. I ran out the front door, but instantly slammed into someone else. He fell in the grass, and I caught myself from falling, sprinting back to the path. I heard both of them chase after me, but every time I glanced back, they weren't within the light of any of the lamps. I made it to my car and sped out before they ever caught up to me. I called the police. Both men were gone, of course, but I was hoping that with the order, phone number, and cabin rental, they'd easily be able to identify them. However, they couldn't. They broke into the unrented cabin, used a fake phone number, and paid online with a Visa gift card. There was nothing to identify them with. Thinking back on what happened is almost more terrifying. Obviously, it was their plan to get me out there and into the cabin so they could trap me inside. But the other guy came out of nowhere. Was he out there in the woods, watching me the whole time, waiting for me to go in? Had he been just a moment faster, they would have succeeded, and I don't know what they would have done. I'm 23 and in college. This was about a month ago, when winter was just starting. During our college's winter break, I spent most of my free time doing DoorDash just to make a quick buck. This day I did a few hours earlier, but later on in the night I got bored again and decided to go out for another few orders. It was around 9 p.m. I picked up a big order, like two full bags of food, then started heading to the address. It was in a neighborhood I'd never been to before. It took me through it, down a long winding road of normal houses, and all the way to the back of the neighborhood. It looked like a dead-end road, but the direction said it was straight ahead. As I pulled closer to the end, my headlights lit up a small wooden gate with numbers on it. It matched the address to my delivery order. It was strange, though. None of the other houses had gates and were all just along the street. Yet this one seemed to be down a long personal driveway. I got out and opened the gate. It didn't have a lock or anything. I just pushed it open. I got back in the car and drove down this wide gravel road through some trees before reaching a single house at the end. It was definitely older than all the others, all wooden and kind of small. It was exactly where the GPS said it should be, though. I got out with the order. I left my car on, so my headlights were lighting up the front of the house, but I noticed none of their lights were on, like not a single one, yet the front door was wide open. When I got up to the porch, I could hear just how quiet it was inside. Such a big order, and yet it was like nobody was home. Wasn't my concern, though. I started putting the bags down, when a voice called out from somewhere upstairs.
Hey, just bring it up here for me, bud.
There was a staircase right by the entrance, but it was so dark inside, I couldn't see the top of the stairs. Stupidly, I took a couple steps inside.
Attaboy, I'll grab it from ya, right up here.
His voice came from right at the top, in that pocket of darkness that I couldn't see anything in. The eerie stillness and silence of the house made me increasingly more unsettled. As I approached the steps, I snapped out of it and backed out. I dropped the food on the porch on my way out and ran back to my car. I didn't know what to do after that, so I just went home and told nobody about it. A few days later, though, I looked up the address, and sure enough, it wasn't supposed to be occupied. It was an abandoned house owned by the state. What was waiting for me at the top of those stairs is something I'm glad to never know.